It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us this week is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
Excellent, Aisha. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. So, Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Bobby Jacobs of Richmond, Virginia. I said, think of a famous singer, first and last names. Use all of the first name plus the first three letters and the last letter of the last name, and the result will spell a phrase meaning punctual. And the answer is Justin Timberlake. And you drop those letters, you get just in time.
Okay. Now, there were over 1,000 correct entries, so a lot of y'all were playing the puzzle over the holidays. And this week's winner is Cricket Lou of San Jose, California. Congratulations, Cricket.
Thank you, Aisha.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
For longer than I can remember. And I've been following Will since, back in the days of Games Magazine, which I subscribed to when I was a teenager.
Oh, wow. So you've always been a puzzler.
Yes. We do the New York Times crossword pretty much every day.
Oh, okay. So what do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, when I'm not playing the puzzle, I work for a great internet company. We make critical internet infrastructure, and I've got a couple of dogs and a family. All the kids are in college now, though.
Okay. So it sounds like you are a certified puzzler. You have a job that probably requires you to solve some puzzles. So I feel like you're ready to play the puzzle, but I got to ask, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I sure hope so.
Okay. Take it away, Will.
All right, Cricket and Aisha, I hope you'll both join in on this. I brought a year-end news quiz. Each question is about a notable person or event of 2024. And here's your first one, fill in the blanks. In October, Claudia Sheinbaum became the first blank president of blank.
Female president of Brazil, I believe.
It's just south of our border.
Mexico.
Mexico is correct. And she also happens to be the first president of Mexico of Jewish descent. Either answer works. Here's number two. Rachel Gunn, also known as Ray Gunn, became a viral sensation last year as an Australian Olympian in what sport?
Breaking.
Nice. Yeah, break dancing, yeah.
Good job. Here's your next one. In November, a piece of conceptual art titled Comedian was sold in a Sotheby's auction for $6.2 million. It consisted of something duct taped to a wall. What was it?
A banana.
You got it. What presidential candidate was widely publicized last year to have a dead worm in his brain?
That was RFK Jr.
You got it. Good job. In April last year, something rare happened in the U.S. between Texas and New England. What was it?
That was a total eclipse, a total solar eclipse.
Good job. Bao Li and Cheng Bao, that's B-A-O, L-I and Q-I-N-G-B-A-O, arrived from China this year. Where are they now?
These are the pandas, right?
Yes.
Believe the pandas went to, I forget which zoo they went to.
They go to the D.C. zoo, right?
The National Zoo?
Good job, the National Zoo in Washington. They're the new pandas on loan from China. In June, China also made history by receiving a group of rocks from where?
The moon?
You got it? And what part of the moon?
The dark side, I believe.
That's right. Here's your next one. What four-letter word defined as characterized by a confident, independent, and hedonistic attitude was named by Collins Dictionary as its word of the year?
Oh, dear.
Boy.
Aisha?
That's what I'm trying to think.
It was a word popularized by Charlie XCX.
Oh, brat.
Brat. Yes.
Brat. Oh, yes. I forgot about Brat Summer. Yes, brat.
There you go. What country became the 32nd member of NATO in March?
The 32nd member of NATO. Sweden.
You got it. It's Sweden. Nice job. And here's your last one. Last summer, Danny Jansen became the first Major League Baseball player in history to do what?
Oh, boy.
I don't know much about baseball. It was something in the game?
Yeah, this is just amazing. I think I'm going to have to tell you.
Okay.
He played on both teams in the same game.
Oh!
So here's what happened. He was a catcher for the Toronto Blue Jays at the beginning of a game in June versus the Boston Red Sox. The game was suspended due to rain. In July, he was traded to the Red Sox. And then he played in the completion of the same game in August.
Oh, wow. That is cool. Oh, my goodness. And who did his team win?
Actually, I'd say his team won. His team also lost.
Yeah, they won and lost. Oh, my gosh. Well, look, Cricket, you did a great job.
You were paying attention this year.
Yeah. How do you feel?
Oh, relieved.
Okay, well, you did a great job for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Cricket, what member station do you listen to?
KQED.
That's Cricket Liu of San Jose, California. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from our friend Joseph Young, and it's a numerical challenge for a change. Take the digits 2, 3, 4, and 5. Arrange them in some way using standard arithmetic operations to make 2025. Can you do it? So again, take the 4 digits 2, 3, 4, and 5 and arrange them in some way using the standard arithmetic operations to make 2025. Can you do it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, January 9th, 2025 at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.